Hey, Endless Honeymoon Podcast listeners, if you love this show, the best way to support us is to buy some merch.
We have a coffee mug, we have an amazing beach towel, and we have some very cute short shorts in many sizes.
That's right. So if you want to get yours now and make your butt look like Natasha's butt, go to endlesshoneymoonpod.com/shop.
Welcome to the Endless Honeymoon Podcast.
Secret dump.
It's a secret dump. Was some calling it? The secret vault?
Secret vault. Somebody called it that last week. Probably a British person. Listen, we talked last
week. Vault sounds way better than dump.
No, I think secret dump is
good. No, dump is funnier for our podcast, but you know.
You'd rather spend time in a vault than in a dump.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of secret dumps, last secret dump, somebody called in about bathhouses, and we had a lot of questions about bathhouses, and we asked them on the dump.
Well, Moshe and I go to spas all the time, so I don't know if it's the same thing.
We just don't know. And so we have a guest here who is a frequenter of these establishments who's going to call us and let us know just what goes down at the old bathhouse.
Is he a bathhouse, what, expert?
Boy, I guess. Bathhouse boy.
Okay.
We'll ask him. Let's see what he says.
So let's call Casey in Seattle. Bathhouse connoisseur.
Casey.
Hi, Casey.
Hello.
Wait, your shirt matches the artwork behind you?
And your headphones. And your headphones and your lamp.
Wow, that's impressive.
It's really dialed up.
It's all very cool.
Okay, so Moshe and I go to spas all the time. He's a huge Jim Jilbang fan, which a Jim Jilbang, I don't know if you know this, it's like the kind of the common area of a Korean spa where there's like hot steam, cold steam, three different levels of steam. There's a jade, you know, like kind of a jade sauna.
It's a salt sauna.
Salt sauna, clay sauna. So tell us, what is a bathhouse exactly?
Okay, so for starters, like the bare minimum, you don't need any of those things. Like we have one in Seattle that is just basically rooms and lockers. Mm. And usually like maybe a steam room, maybe a glory hole maze.
A glory hole maze?
Yeah, a glory hole maze.
Wait, are they made of corn during the holiday, like the fall holidays?
No, they're usually indoors, but that would be, an outdoor bathhouse.
That would be fun, an outdoor corn maze glory hole.
What you're saying pretty much is that it's the bathhouse, the idea that there's a spa is sort of just
it's a theater, a bit of theater. The spa
It depends on how good of one you're going to. Like my favorite one that I used to go to was in West Hollywood Spa. They have a hot tub, a steam room, a sauna, a live DJ, a cafe, a weight room, also a glory hole maze, also a one room that's just plain porn that has like leveled seating that everyone can watch. And then there's like areas that maybe. It depends on the ones you go to. I've been to them all over.
Yo, that sounds so awesome.
What, you want to watch like porn with a bunch of dudes?
If I like dudes, yeah. But
everybody jerks off together.
You can. There's also like, I mean, I know that we were asking about like attire.
Oh yeah, right.
Yeah.
Do you wear a towel? So is that the idea?
Most people wear just a towel. You'll sometimes see people who just are more comfortable walking around in underwear. Someone might just be walking around naked.
Do you ever see somebody like uncomfortable, fully clothed?
I don't know if it's like against the rules, but it's generally kind of a faux pas to like be at least not somewhat naked.
It looks like touristy or like you're just there to gawk.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a question. Percentage wise, like what is the percentage of you go there? You want to get your nut. You want to bust a nut. Is that 100%?
Like I said, once again, it depends on like how good of the bathhouse it is. When we West Hollywood Spa, because they had like a live DJ, when Mickey's and Rage would close down, everyone would just head to West Hollywood Spa.
Oh, so you were busting a nut no matter what.
No, he's saying it was a hangout spot.
It's a hangout spot. Like there's other people who would go there and not engage and just, you know, hang out.
So it's like a social, that kind of place is like a social club and sex cruising situation.
I see.
But just a dark alley with just a glory hole maze.
A glory hole maze and lockers.
You better be there for a reason.
Yeah. Yeah, you might just, you know, have your door, because if you get a room, you either get a locker or a room. And if you get a room, you may just, you know, have your door open and just be there so that people can see that, you know, that that hole's available.
Okay. Okay. Hold on, you guys. You, I don't know about this. So please talk me through a glory hole maze.
So like a lot of times it'll just be like a series of little rooms and caverns you can walk through. And then maybe as you're going by, then, oh, here's a room you can go into that then on the other side are people who are, so it just puts like the dicks at like head level. So you don't have to crouch or anything. And,
They like go up a couple of steps and put their dick
some
in.
Some of them. Yeah.
So that's really well thought out actually. So you don't have to crouch to get, yeah, to have the glory.
That's how basic plumbing was in Seattle.
And wait, hold on. There's people being paid to be on the other end.
They're horny. Everybody's horny.
So they're on the, do you know who's going to be on the other end of the hole?
Not necessarily. No, a lot of times.
They're that horny to just suck any dick that comes into a hole, like into the mouth.
Know what men are
like. Oh yeah. I used to go to like when there was a row of them, just put it in for a second. If someone was bad at it, pull it right out, move on to the next slot. Just yank.
Wow.
You know, that is a funny flex.
Imagine a woman doing that, like trying to get her pussy licked, like in a hole, like a bunch of times. Like, it's just, we're very different.
Yeah, men and women are different. And this, and I would say a bathhouse is probably like top tier male sanctum. I mean, it's like you've constructed the perfect male zone. I mean, by the way, what you're talking about in West Hollywood, that sounds so awesome. A place where you can like go dance, hang out with your...
And Mosh can get his dick sucked by another guy.
I'm just saying, like, it's a fun thing to like, you go hang out, there's a DJ playing, you can just hang and chill or do a spa treatment. Or if you're horny, bop into the other room, walk up a couple of steps and you're in the glory hole maze.
I mean, if you go way back when, and like before they closed down all the bathhouses in San Francisco, Bette Midler used to perform at them.
No, so I mean, really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Bathhouse Betty. Yeah. Yeah. No, see, so it used to be a lot more social.
That's really
and
cool.
And it all depends on how like hip the area is. I've been to ones where and how nice they make the place.
Now, how much does it cost to get in? Are you a member?
There's a membership fee. There's a yearly membership fee at most places. And then I haven't been to any in a while because, like I said, the ones in Seattle suck, and also COVID.
Sure.
And also I'm married now, so that's also something.
Doesn't matter, honey.
The trifecta.
No, I know it doesn't.
The trifecta: marriage, COVID, and Seattle.
Yeah. I forgot what the question was.
How much does it cost?
Yeah, how much?
Oh, how much? Like usually it's like 8 hours, and it depends on how, like if you're just getting a locker, it might be as little as like 24. So like if you get a room, then like rooms would be like 36. Like I said, it's been a while.
And do you go by yourself, or is it like, hey, do you want to go check out the bathhouse with your friends?
Good question.
We would go with a lot of friends, you know, like after the club, you'd go we'd go with friends. I've gone with, me and my husband have gone to one together.
Have you ever gone with like a buddy that you're not attracted to, and then you guys go off and do your own thing, and then at the end, like high five and go get sushi or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I have one more question.
Sounds so much fun.
Who decides? Like, are you like, you know how like, are you a glory hole receiver or a glory hole giver? Like, who decides
it's
that?
It's you that decides it. What do you think? It's the management?
Like, no, there's some... No, hold on. There's some men who are like, I want to suck any dick that comes through this hole.
They get behind the hole in the glory hole.
They're like, oh, I'm going to get behind the hole. Like,
who do you think decides? You think it's like the line?
Why is he getting his dick sucked and some other people...
You think it's like the line at Auschwitz where they're like, you go this way. You go this way.
I don't know. That's why we called a bathhouse... intellectual or whatever he is, an expert.
Oh, I've never been an expert before. This is so exciting. No, it's you decide. And most people, that comes down to like the whole like top, bottom, giving, receiving, stuff like that.
So usually, if you're a bottom, you're like ready to suck from the glory hole, kind
of. Maybe, but like a lot of people like stay away from the mazes and, you know, and the anonymous parts of it, and just stick to like searching out, like, you know, you can go to the common areas, you know, meet someone at the hot tub.
I'm sorry to sound so like naive about this. Just women are not as horny as men.
No, it's okay.
Do you want to hear, actually, there's a really sad story, Casey and Natasha, about the one of the glory hole mazes. Apparently, in 1974, a man wandered into one of the glory hole mazes, and he's been trapped in that maze ever since. He got very deeply lost, and he's been unable to get out ever since. So
that's really sad.
There's a reward for him. If anybody's seen him, his name's Tom, and he's in there, and he was my dad, and I miss him. I guess that's
you were born in 1974?
Well, no, my mom snuck into the glory hole maze to try to get him out because she did like deep water rescue and stuff like that.
Oh wait, I have one more question.
You don't want to hear the end of my principal story.
Are women allowed in?
No.
No. I did have a friend who used to try and like do a fake ID and wear a baseball cap backwards, but no.
Wait, I've got a real question.
I don't know if it's different now though.
Right. I hear you.
Yeah.
Here's a contemporary question. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do trans men go? And what's that like? We don't have to go there if that's weird to even ask.
No, it's not weird to ask. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know how much things have changed. I mean, I believe trans men are welcome. I think things have probably gotten better. Like with the times I'm talking about with my friend was like early 2000s.
It wouldn't have even maybe been a conversation back then as much.
That's
interesting. All right. Do we have any more questions? Is there food?
Depending on the place, there's usually a vending machine. And
Moshe.
But like I said, West Hollywood Spa had a good cafe.
Moshe, please. Curb your enthusiasm.
This sounds amazing.
I mean,
wait, West Hollywood had what? It sounds like West Hollywood was the best.
Oh, it was awesome. And they closed down. The landlord didn't. It was a few years ago, but yeah, it was great.
They had like a chef.
Yeah, they had. I mean, they had the cafe, and they had someone working the cafe. They had.
It's
a
like
burrito,
Voda Spa has that.
I know, but imagine Voda Spa, but then you get
sucked off by a man.
I mean, it's amazing. It's like, and then you bop back in. You
okay?
Steam
well, I'm
a
getting
bit.
Uncomfortable in this conversation because of how excited Moshe is to go to a defunct
awesome.
Bathhouse in West Hollywood.
Hey, Moshe.
Yes. Okay, I'll give you a buzz. Just don't all let right. your husband find out, and I won't tell her.
Oh, he's coming.
Oh, great! Yeah, that's everybody is.
Here we go.
This is
Natasha. You can wear a backwards hat.
That's right.
I'm just going behind that glory hole. I'm going to suck some dicks.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Do you think you could tell that it was a woman's small mouth, and you're like, I don't want that.
Question.
I don't think so.
I bet you there's women who would like to just stand behind there.
I'm
and
sure
do
you're
it.
Right.
All right, well, maybe I'll think about
that. Natasha's going to draw like a little twirly mustache like a French villain and try to sneak into one of these.
It does sound fun.
Well, Casey, thank you for your expertise and thank you
for
being open and explaining it to us.
Yes, we appreciate
educated.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks. This has been fun.
Any more questions for Casey before we let him go?
I think we've asked him enough.
All right, Casey, thank you.
Okay. Thanks. Love the pod.
Thank you. Appreciate
Bye.
You.
Bye.
Well, that was very interesting. Imagine the amount of secrets that have taken place in that glory hole. This is my attempt at a segue, Natasha. Taking place in that glory hole maze. This is what I should have asked him. Why would it be an automatic feature of the bathhouse that there's a glory hole maze? That is so funny to me. That they're like, okay, we got the West Hollywood one, we got the Seattle one, we got to have a glory hole maze and we can kind of build out from there. I mean, everyone definitely needs a glory hole
maze.
Well,
it sounds like that's the hallmark of the bathhouse.
Is it though?
He said everyone has a glory hole maze.
I've heard of a glory hole.
Maybe that's what it is.
I've never heard of a glory hole maze. Multiple holes. Why is that? Why the anonymity? Fascinating. We should have kept him on longer. All right, enough of that. Do you want to hear some secrets?
Yeah, let's hear.
Hi, I have a secret. I was just listening to the episode where you guys were talking about if people maybe lie about gluten intolerances or like whether they can tell the difference between spring water and stuff. And I just wanted to add that I do know someone who does this with eggs. There's someone in my family who believes, I don't know if she believes it, but she says she's deathly allergic to eggs. And whenever she goes out to a restaurant, she like makes a big deal about nothing can have eggs. And then sometimes they'll just like say she's sick and blame them and tell the kitchen that actually this did have eggs and she can tell because she's sick. But we all know that it's place to crock. And my brother is a baker, and she was over, and he had made a whole bunch of really good cookies. And I don't know if she just assumed that he would never put eggs in her cookies, because, like, we know this about her. But he put eggs in the cookies, and nobody told her, and she didn't ask, and she ate two or three, and she was 100% fine. So there you go. One more liar for you. Have a good one, guys. Bye.
So she has a fake egg allergy.
Yeah, but it'd be a different story if she was like, my brother, we all thought it's a crock of shit. So we made her a bunch of cookies and there were eggs in them, and she ate three or four. And anyway, that's how Aunt Diane died. I mean, it's a pretty bold experiment to do on someone else. I don't recommend that to anyone.
Yeah, maybe there's certain people that just like to have the added drama around them having some sort of dramatic thing that they need, like a diet. And I'm allergic to makeup. I need dietary restrictions.
Definitely. Like, it's all
it's
about
a diva thing.
I think it's a control thing, which maybe is the same thing. Like to be in control of the, you know, I relate to that a little bit. I have like weird dietary rules, and it's like gives me order in the way that I eat things. I guess I could see it as an extreme. You start deciding that you have an allergy. I don't know. Don't go giving people allergy tests without their consent, though. We don't recommend that.
Okay, let's hear another secret.
Hi, Moshe. Hi, Natasha. Love the podcast. This is a secret. Okay, so when I was maybe 5 or 6, I used to crawl into my parents' bed in the middle of the night, you know, if I had a bad dream or something. And I just recently had a vivid memory resurface that I really wish didn't. So I was in my parents' bed in between them, half asleep. And I remember feeling something kind of soft and squishy with my feet, and then sort of kicking it and like playing with it with my feet. Then my dad woke up and was like, honey, get her out of here, or something like that to my mom. It was his dick. I was playing with my dad's flaccid dick with my feet. And then my parents split up a few years after that, and I don't have a very close relationship with my dad, so I don't know why that memory decided to come back to me. I hope I can repress it again, but now that I've said it out loud, I'm afraid I'll never forget about it. Anyway, thanks for letting me get that off my chest. Bye.
That's a rough one. Also, why didn't your dad like stop you from doing
that? He was sleeping.
Oh, and then he's like, get her out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, flaccid dick, whatever. It's just skin, I guess.
I guess. I started wearing swim trunks in the shower with our kid because she's getting tall enough that I'm not comfortable anymore. So I'm now wearing swim trunks in the shower.
Fun.
If I bathe with her. How about that?
Sorry.
Now, one of these hallmarks, you know, and every time I shed a little tear, I go, she's all grown up as I pull on my board shorts to take a shower.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, don't repress it.
What?
That woman said she wants to repress
it
again.
Oh, repress the memory? I'm sure it's not a comfortable memory.
I know. Well, here's the good news. Any memory you have about a flaccid penis is bad. So, you know, flaccid penises are pretty gross.
Well, honestly, it's a much better memory that's about a flaccid penis.
Exactly.
And here's the real deal. The reason that you and your dad don't have a very close relationship is you never addressed how you took advantage of him in the night. So there's that. All right, let's hear another secret.
Hi, so I have a secret. I kind of discovered like traditional masturbation kind of late for teenage boys, or what I assume is kind of late, but I still got those kind of classic teenage boy levels of confused, horny, didn't really know what to do with it, and it would kind of manifest itself where I would get naked and skinny dip in a pond near my neighborhood that nobody went to, and after doing this several times, one time I was trying to climb out and there was a lot of soft mud around the outside of the pond, and my dick kind of slid into it, and it felt really nice. It was really soft and warm, and just kind of pumped a couple times, and that's how I had my first orgasm. And I don't know if this is related, but as an adult, I don't still do that. I've still figured it out. But as an adult, I've kind of grown into a hippie, kind of Mother Nature, spiritual kind of a guy. And I don't know if it's really, I mean, you get a close bond to your first, I don't know. Anyway, love the pond. Thanks.
Love that. I mean, I'm not happy that we have mud fuckers listening to our podcast, but I do like that. I related so much to him because when you're young, you get horny before you have the information necessary on how to masturbate. It's like, I actually think it might be easier for women because you can just kind of rub yourself against something. But with a penis, you need to like figure out a friction thing, and you kind of don't. Like I used to read about masturbation and I didn't get it. I would like put my hand down my pants and I thought that's what masturbation was. If I like, you know, you take a nap and you put your hand down your pants, I was like, ooh, I was touching myself. That must be what masturbation is.
I had a friend tell me he would just start pouring shampoo and soap on his dick and start stroking it over the toilet.
But even just stroking it, like you need the information.
You need the information to even know to stroke it.
Oh, yeah, to make a
Can't you tell that's going to feel good if you like put a bunch of liquid and then touch it?
No, I just didn't know. And then eventually one day I was like, you know, I say in my stand-up act, I say, then I figured out how to masturbate, but I didn't even know that there was a thing at the end. As I say in the stand-up act, I go, so at first I didn't even know that there was an end game we were working toward. I would just stroke it for a while, pack it back in, and be like, that'll do, pig, and get on with my day. Like, I would just stroke it and be like, this feels nice. And then I just would like, and then the first time I had an orgasm, I was like, what is it? Oh my God, something's wrong. This is horrifying. No, this is actually really not horrifying. So it requires a lot of information. I really related to him talking about that.
Well, thanks for your candor.
Thank you, honey.
No, I was talking to him.
Oh.
But thank you too, Moshe. How did you figure it out? How'd you get the mechanics right?
I don't really know. I remember I read in these like books, like Boys and Sex, or Everything You Ever Want to Know About Sex, but Were Afraid to Ask, is this old book. And they would talk about, like, some men will actually fuck put a roll of toilet paper over it. And I would like take the inside, the cardboard thing of the toilet paper, and I would try that, but my little teeny pubescent penis wasn't anywhere near big enough to touch the sides of it. Maybe they meant you would take the whole roll and scrunch. I have no idea. I didn't know. I tried different things. I was determined. I was like, I want to figure out what this is, but I had no idea. But eventually I did figure it out. And at this point, I would say I'm pretty much an expert.
Well, honey, I'm really happy for you.
Well, thanks, hon. Tosh, I think we should call it a day. Call it a night.
Yeah, I got to go check on my kid.
If you want to leave a secret for us, call 213-222-8608 and leave one on our hotline.
Or if you have a question for us or want to send us a little feedback, please give us an email. I mean, I'm just going to say that.
Yeah, give us an email, endlesshoneymoonpod@gmail.com. And hey, if you've got people in your life that you think would like a place to leave a secret but don't necessarily listen to the podcast, tweet about it. Tweet out. My favorite podcast has a secrets hotline. You can leave a secret on their voicemail.
Moshe's dying for some MAGA secrets.
I want some outside the bun secrets. We're on Instagram at endlesshoneymoonpod, apple.co/endlesshoneymoon.
Also, all of these episodes are on YouTube. You can go to YouTube. You can watch them and subscribe.
Tosh, this is the fifth time that you've said subscribe. And I just think it's time for our listeners to know what you're quoting. You're quoting our friend and friend of the pod, Nick Thune's 7-year-old son that likes to run around with our daughter and scream subscribe because he's obsessed with YouTube and somehow has made it into your vernacular. So do it. Subscribe. Leave us a review.
I'm into the same stuff as a 7-year-old. Yeah.
Well, guess what I'm into, Natasha?
Yeah.
Women.
Great.
Ladies. Specifically one lady. Do you want to know who it is?
Bathhouse Natasha.
Bathhouse Natasha. And I love her.
I love you too.
I love her too.
Okay.